This bulletin: emergency warnings issued for fires in northern New South Wales, calls for more diversity in the media, and in football, Socceroo, Matt Ryan claims his second Player of the Year prize. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Emergency warnings have been issued for two bushfires burning in northern New South Wales, with the Rural Fire Service telling some residents it's too late to leave. Out-of-control blazes at Busby's Flat Road south of Casino and at Tenterfield triggered the emergency warnings. Residents living in the Tenterfield area have been advised to seek shelter at the fire as the fire approaches. The RFS says people living in the worst affected areas should ensure they have an escape plan. United States President Donald Trump is standing firm on his decision to withdraw U.S. troops from northeastern Syria, despite criticism from within his own party. Kurdish-led forces are worried the decision will allow Turkey to invade northern Syria. But Mr. Trump says he has elected on the promise of bringing troops home.
Well, we've been in Syria for a long time, and it was supposed to be a very short hit, and a hit on ISIS, but it didn't work out that way. They never left, and they've been there for many, many years. And we are... We were down to very few soldiers in Syria. We had 50 in the region that you're talking about, 50 soldiers, and they've been already moved out.
Family members of the more than 60 Australians detained in Syrian refugee camps are calling on the federal government to urgently evacuate them. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says while the government is concerned for the welfare of the Australians at the Al-Hal camp in north Syria, expatriation will only occur if it's safe to do so. But Kamal Dabusi, whose daughter Mariam and her three children are in the camp, says the window to safety evacuate the women and children is rapidly closing. He says given the US withdrawal of troops from northern Syria, the Australians in the camp will soon be exposed to much greater risk.
They are at risk with finding themselves in the middle of a war zone. They're at risk by possible attacks by ISIS sleeper cells external to the camp, the power vacuum that the current actions may provide. They're at risk by the radicalised women inside the camp. The Australians have been classed as apostates and non-believers, therefore their killing is allowed according to their ideology. They run the risk also of disease.
And the federal government has rejected Labor's claim people smugglers have shifted their business model from bringing people to Australia on boats to sending them on planes. More than 95,000 people over the past 5 years have arrived by plane and then made asylum claim applications. Labor's Home Affairs spokeswoman Christina Keneally says 90% of the people aren't legitimate refugees, with many being trafficked to Australia for their explicit purpose of being exploited. But Immigration Minister David Coleman has defended the government's border protection policies, saying the number of arrivals actually dropped last year compared to the previous one.
We've granted 31% less visas to people who arrive by air than Labor did in their last 3 years in office. So this is a spectacular own goal by the Labor Party in seeking to draw attention to the issue of people who arrive lawfully by air. They provided far more visas to this group of people than our government has.
The chairwoman of the ABC says the Australian media landscape is too white and needs to be more diverse. Ida Buttrow says the national broadcaster needs to better reflect the culture of Australia by having more ethnically diverse staff. Ms. Buttrow says the issue isn't just for the ABC, but for everybody in corporate leadership roles in Australia. Her comments come as the ABC draws up a five-year plan. To football, and Socceroos goalkeeper Matt Ryan has claimed his second Australian Professional Footballers Association Player of the Year prize. Ryan is the second multiple winner of the Peer Voted Award, ending the three-year reign of Aaron Mooy. Wednesday's weather now: sunny in Perth, 27 for you. In Adelaide, sunny as well, and 18. A shower or two in Melbourne and 15. Much the same for Hobart, 16. Early frost, partly cloudy, 17 for Canberra. Much the same for Wollongong, a shower or two there as well. Similar conditions in Sydney, 19. A shower as well in Newcastle, 19. Fine weather for Brisbane, a sunny 27. Sunny 2 for Cairns and 32. And much the same for Darwin, 34 degrees for you. I'm Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.